Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Special focus on the family guest, Bruce Houseconnect, joins us live. Plus, how should Bible-believing Christians respond? We're going to do a do-over to some of the things that took place on Friday. And why did the devil quote Psalm 91 when he was dealing with Jesus during the temptation?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and wouldn't you know it, on the line with us, Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our special guest, Bruce Houseconnect from Focus on the Family, with us today for the first time. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, David. Thanks for having me on.
It's my privilege. I've had the chance to interview, you're like my fifth or sixth person from Focus, so I love talking to you guys because every conversation kind of squares it back to we need to keep our focus on the Lord and we need to do what we can to protect the family. With that in mind, what do we do from Friday? How do we look at some of the things that are taking place, Bruce? I mean, how do people handle that and without getting discouraged?
I know there's a lot of disappointment within this ministry and from people I've talked to, including people from all over the United States, about what this decision has done for marriage, what it means that the Supreme Court of the United States has said that kids do not need both a mom and a dad, and it's fine to deprive them of one or the other, which is what same-sex marriage does. We're looking at the downriver consequences of this in terms of religious freedom, how it's going to impact parental rights in schools, Christian-based businesses, wedding vendors. Are they going to lose their businesses if they refuse same-sex marriage ceremonies? Tax-exempt status of churches, accrediting and licensing issues over religious colleges, religious grade schools, high schools. Christian counselors, is there going to be more of these laws banning sexual orientation counseling that would prevent minors who are struggling with same-sex attraction from trying to get help? There are going to be more laws blocking that. So we're looking at all that, and the future looks quite bleak for marriage, family, and for religious liberty. But the good news is that, God was not surprised on Friday. The rest of us might have been, but God was not surprised. So the question is, how do Christians react? How should we take it? I think we can't avoid the disappointment, but we can also look at it, from the question, okay, I still have a neighbor, and my neighbor happens to support same-sex marriage. How am I going to talk to him? Am I going to get angry and get in his face? Or can I have a winsome discussion with him where my concern is more on his salvation than on his political stance? And I think that's where we have to push the conversation, at least with our friends and neighbors. The political issues are different.
Okay, so from that point of view, the personalization process is something that we need to be aware of that, hey, keep in mind, and we should keep this in mind from a historical point of view. Every time there's devastation against the elements of Christian faith, the Lord always seems to rise some, spiritual revival up. There's something that always comes up out of it, starting with the persecution on the Christians. But from the political end, why should we be surprised in a world that's led by sinful men and women doing more and more sinful things? Maybe it shouldn't surprise us.
It shouldn't. And for some of us, most of us, we grew up believing that this was a Christian nation founded by Christian religious dissenters from Europe who came over here in order to avoid the persecution back home, to start a country that was free to celebrate their religion the way they wanted to, and celebrate the free exercise of their religion in their day-to-day lives. So 200 years later, that dream has somehow been morphed into a civic religion created by the Supreme Court, and what five justices agree to is the going trend from the latest Gallup poll. And that is what we're being ruled by. That's a complete wake-up call for people who grew up believing that this was a Christian nation and we could always count on that. The times have changed. History has dealt us a kind of a severe blow in that regard. But, you know, beyond past America, other nations have experienced a lot worse off things happening than what the United States is. So keeping that in perspective, and the persecution that's going on overseas of Christians in Iraq and Syria and Africa and elsewhere, we have a different type of obstacle to overcome. But we shouldn't be dismayed by that.
You know, I think what people need to remember in this process is, if you think in the terms that the government is the end all and the answer all, you're going to be discouraged. You're gonna feel flat. You're never gonna reach this realm of peace and grace, because what the government tries to do with sinful man in its side, so to speak, is to justify or to come up with a sense of righteousness that's a righteousness apart from God. We typically call that political correctness. And the idea behind that is that you can find peace and grace internally that exists forever with somewhere apart from God, but you can't. The real answer is, it's still life and peace and grace still in Jesus. And that's where we need to take that message to the people around us, don't we?
No, absolutely. In fact, one of my colleagues here at Focus on the Family, who is an ex-gay, he said it very well after Friday's ruling. He said, you know, after homosexuals get absolutely everything they want, from marriage to laws that put Christians in jail, to whatever they want, once they get all of that, they're still going to have a God-sized hole in their heart, and they're going to come back to the Christians and ask, what am I missing? What do you have that I need? And no matter how bad it gets, we have to realize that they will still come looking for God to try and fill that hole, even if they don't know it at this point.
Yeah, and that's good. We need to be prepared to give that answer, that the answer for that peace, the answer for that hole in your heart is Jesus Christ. I mean, that's an important issue. Bruce, where can they get resources from Focus on the Family? Where do they, you know, where do they go to get some maybe encouragements or to lift people up who are hurting from this?
Right. We have compiled a lot of resources on our Focus on the Family /social issues. We have tips on how to talk to your children about marriage, about homosexuality. We have a specific page just on the Supreme Court decision and what it means if people are interested. We have articles on how to deal with the transgender issue, which is becoming another major issue in our country. So focusonthefamily.com/social issues, and then you can just kind of tiptoe through those tulips and find things that you're interested in.
Yeah. Now, here's the big thing I guess I want to just kind of throw at you, just to make sure we're all on the same page. I mean, we're using the Bible as our place of truth, as our level of truth. And through that scripture, we see that marriage between a man and a woman is what Jesus established in Matthew 19. And you said something in the earlier part of this interview that I want to kind of come back to and make sure that people focus on that. We don't have to hit people with that. We don't have to throw the Bible at them. We can just stand in that position and communicate that without being obnoxious, can't we?
Well, that's the true. The best witness that we have is a marriage, conducted in the eyes of God, lived out day to day in the raising of our children by biblical principles. We will be such a light in the dark world that people will continually come to us and ask us, what is different? Why is your family different than mine? And that witness will lead them to Jesus Christ.
That's the key right there, leading them to Jesus Christ. That is the solution. Oh, great job, Bruce. I'm sorry I've never had you on the show before. I appreciate you giving us the insight. And I know you'll be praying for us, and we'll be praying for Focus on the Family, and we'll all be praying for one another to get it right.
Well, thanks, David. Enjoyed being with you.
All right. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Bruce Hausknecht. Great job from Focus on the Family. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry.
You local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego. On the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
My construction business has changed my life. And to think, it almost didn't get off the ground. When I was getting started, I needed surety bonds for the job I wanted.
South Coast Surety specializes in providing contract support for construction, service, and supply contractors.
But I didn't know where to turn. Then a friend told me about South Coast Surety. Thanks to South Coast Surety, I'm bidding on and getting the contract bonds for municipal and government jobs.
South Coast Surety gives you the right bond for the right job, even with less than standard credit. Then you can focus on what you do best, provide great service through your business. Visit southcoastsurety.com or call 800-361-1720. That's 800-361-1720. South Coast Surety, 800-361-1720. Call today, 800-361-1720.
Get the right bond for the right job, even with less than standard credit. Call South Coast Surety, 800-361-1720.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2323 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2323.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
To paraphrase Forrest Gump, the Supreme Court is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's true for some so-called conservative justices, as we saw last week in the 6-3 ruling upholding the unpopular Obamacare law. Chief Justice John Roberts, named by George W. Bush, joined Anthony Kennedy, named by Ronald Reagan, and made the difference. Never mind that Obamacare has had a negative effect on jobs and insurance premiums. The pull of the left is strong, and Roberts and Kennedy again succumb to the undertow. Liberals never stray. They vote in ways their presidential nominators expect them to vote. It's only some conservatives who become something other than advertised. Some conservatives would rather have the praise of the editorial pages of the New York Times and Washington Post and the accolades of prominent Washington liberals than stand on principle. It is why a Republican president can never be sure that his nominees will stay conservative, but a Democrat president never has to worry. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to thank Focus on the Family. Hanging out with us, taking some time to talk to us, give us some encouragement. I'm going to talk to you a few seconds about our half-price tuition sale because we sold some, and boy, that means that they're going down, down, down. Here's the deal, folks. Now, here's our deal. It's the super summer sale. So I guess it's summer because it's a super summer sale. Does that make sense? Right? It's super. It's the summer, and it's a sale. Now, what kind of sale is this? If you have been sitting there thinking, I'd love to put my kids in Christian education, I'm going to tell you right now, today and tomorrow is it. And I mean, is it. Listen to this. For today and tomorrow, if you go to crazypricemall.com, you have an opportunity to look at the different Christian educations that we're offering through our KPRZ program. And let me say this right now. Usually, they're half off. So if you were spending $4,000, usually you'd spend $2,000. But we have some tuitions that are available 75% off. That means if it's normally $4,000 in cost, at the 50% price, it's $2,000. But at this special sale price, it's $1,000. And you can pay $1,000 to have a quality Christian education for your child. Now, we're asking you to go to crazypricemall.com. Come on, if you are thinking, this is what I want to do for next semester, I want to get this done. You have today and you have tomorrow, and that's all you have. They're not extending this. And like I said, some of them are 75% off. You've got to go to crazypricemall.com and check it out. Timing is absolutely crucial. So I highly encourage you to participate and take advantage of that situation. Okay? Totally encourage you to do that. Okay, a couple things I do want to share with you. By the way, the crazypricemall.com website, that's where you'll get all the information on the tuitions. You do want to take advantage of that. It's right there in front of you. Please do not forget. We're going to do a real fast DDD. So I'm going to switch it up right here on Road Producer. Switching it right up. He's not even giving the guy a chance to breathe. Galatians 3:5. Galatians 3:5. And Galatians 3:5 says this. So then, does God supply you with the Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by the hearing with faith? Galatians 3:5. So then, does God supply you with the Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? You know why I like these verses? They're just, the challenge of thought is so, it's just wonderful. It doesn't say, so then did God supply you with the Spirit and work miracles among you? It says, so then does God supply you with the Spirit? Doesn't matter what translation you pick. Pick any translation. Pick any of the 45 English translations you want. Go look up Galatians chapter 3, verse 5, and see if the third word is does or did. Go ahead. You're welcome to do it anytime. It's perfect present tense. Can't change it. So the question is, does God do this? And not, did God do this? And then it says this. Does he supply you with the Spirit? Does he do awesome works among you? Do you start this whole process off by being better at the law or by being more responsive through faith? Let's just ask this question. Did you get saved? Did you get touched? Did you get moved? Did you get truth enabled in your heart and mind by the Holy Spirit? By awesome things? Or because you're so nifty? That's the question. No, that's the question. I don't have to ask it any other way. Is it because you're so nifty? Or is it because God is so gracious? I don't know. I'm not going to go with it's I'm so nifty because I'm not feeling nifty. What do you think? I mean, I'm not nifty. What do you think?
Well, one, I think you're nifty. Two, I'm looking at the verse here on one of my favorite Bible websites, BibleHub.com. Got about 10 translations up right now, and all 10 of them, same tense.
Yeah, it's all does. It's does. It's active present tense. Here's the thing. God does this stuff. You have this idea, well, there's this concept of God, and it's the gospel, and we received it, and now we're just hoping to hang on to it. It's like, that is not Christianity at all. Our faith is active, the word alive, our lives engaged. And God fills us and guides us and directs us by the Spirit, and he does awesome works in our lives, miracles that are beyond some of our comprehension, and he does all of that. Because we operate in this principle called faith versus this principle called, I earned it, I deserve it, give it to me. Well, you don't deserve it. You don't earn it. You don't deserve the love of God. I'm a really good person. If you sinned, you separated yourself from God for all eternity.
Bam. You know what people should really be thankful for is that we don't get what we deserve, because if we did, it would not be fun.
Ironically, that is the definition of mercy, not receiving what you do deserve. That's what mercy means. That's why I love stuff like, because now you're sitting there thinking, you know, this is by the Lord. Yes. You mean this is by the Lord? I mean, I know what the little government's saying. I know what the people are saying. I know what the polls and the studies say. I just know what God says, and I trust him more. And as I was sharing with somebody earlier today, because when I die, I'm not going to turn to the other person and go, do you got a heaven you can get me into? Because that ain't going to work. So stand by faith we will, and let the work and the power and the touch of God be active in our lives. Hallelujah. That's one of the times you get to say it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Well, the Supreme Court has finally weighed in. This is Jim Carlo. And we're just about to find out whether pastors, Christian leaders, Christian college presidents, and followers of Jesus Christ are going to be like Neville Chamberlain, the compromiser, the appeaser during World War II days, or like Winston Churchill, who will stand and say, never give up. Why? Because God's word has not changed. Never has. Marriage is still the definition. Jesus is quite clear about this topic. This is the same Supreme Court who, by the way, in 1857 said blacks had to be slaves, or in 1927 wanted to do forced sterilizations on people they thought unfit to procreate. It might feel hip and cool to go with the Supreme Court, but I'm thinking for eternity. You know, I'll go with Jesus. How about you? This is Jim Garlow. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Are you looking for an opportunity to help someone who needs you? I'm Mark Sanchez, a mentor with California Mentor, San Diego's leading family home agency. If you're a caregiver at heart with an extra bedroom, call California Mentor to learn more about becoming a host home provider for an adult with a developmental disability. You'll receive ongoing support and a competitive monthly payment. Call us today at 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2.
Thanks to California Mentor. I now have a place to call home.
If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for your old trade today. 2015 Kia Optima, just $111 per month lease. With a payment like that, why not drive home two for $222? Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Five ways to pick a true grit dad out of a crowd. 1. The vague smell of baby powder. 2. He looks confused. 3. He's got a binky in his mouth. 4. He's shouting at a smaller version of himself while carrying an even smaller version. And 5. It's quite evident that he'd lay down his life in a heartbeat for any and all of those smaller versions of dad. And that's just a glimmer of how much our Father in heaven loves you. You know the Bible quote,
"For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him will not die but live forever."
That's how much God loves you. How grateful are you that Jesus Christ said yes to the cross, yes to dying for your sins, and yes to defeating death for all time? Grateful enough to say yes to him? Go to BillyGraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. BillyGraham.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. I think Sam's in tomorrow. So we got Chris George coming on Wednesday. Sam Rasul in tomorrow. ThinkSam.com is his website, 858-722-7515. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. If you're in the realm for real estate, and you want to meet with somebody and talk to them, you can meet with Sam for free. It doesn't cost you anything. Plus, on top of that, he takes $250 and gives it to charity or ministry or church of your choice. If you end up doing some kind of purchase through him or sell your house through him, he takes 25% of that gross commission and gives that to church, ministry, or charity of your choice. If you're a person that's selling your house and you need up to $25,000 in a loan with no interest so that you can fix it up and put carpet in there and paint, he allows that to take place and takes it out of the close at escrow. He's that kind of person who's been doing real estate for over 20 years in San Diego and knows the ins and outs. If you call him, he can give you the value of your house while he's on the phone with you. While he's on the phone, he can tell you it's worth this. That's pretty good. ThinkSam.com, 858-722-7515. ThinkSam.com, 858-722-7515. That's very cool stuff. We want to remind people about Whitefields Ministries. You got to go to whitefields.org. I don't want to tell you all the stuff that's on there. Here's all I want you to do. Go to whitefields.org and push on the water button and watch how God is reaching into places that most people won't even dare to go in general missions. These are people that are in the culture, in the language, that are becoming Christians. They commit, make this commitment to be educated in seminary-style training, and they spend the next so many years in their village sharing Jesus Christ, even in the midst of the radical Muslim positions. They stand firm in their faith. That's what Whitefields does, supports them. So when you get involved with Whitefields, you're helping support at the deepest, harshest levels of ministry and of missions. Whitefields.org. That's their website, whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. You got to check it out. It is some fascinating material. We're only going to take a few minutes to finish up on something that I did on Friday, which had to do with the Supreme Court and the decision-making and the whole process and the whole this and the whole that and the whole that and the whole this. Just want to do a quick reiteration of what I'm just all practical, nothing but practicality, all of what Bible Christians, how Bible Christians should respond to what took place on Friday and what's been taking place over the last 10 years. The one thing I would disagree with Focus on the Family was they said that they were surprised by this ruling. It is on this show and no less than 4 months ago that Robert producer and I discussed it, and we said quite plainly, they're going to make this decision. This is what's going to happen. We knew it. But I do want to say a couple of really practical things. Number one, I'm kind of tired of Christians trying to make out like same-sex marriage is worse than adultery. No, it's not. Any sin can separate you from God and send you to hell. Even stealing and lying. So come on. Number two, there still needs to be a sense of love. Even though we disagree, there is the whole love the sinner, hate the sin mentality. Remember? It's like, come on, you got to be able to talk to people. Jesus' friends were who? Well, they weren't the religious people, were they? So we got to watch that. Number three, and to me the most important point, just because it's legal doesn't make it moral. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Just because it's legal doesn't make it moral. Abortion is legal. It's not moral. It's the killing of a child. It's not okay. Smoking pot's legal. It's not moral. So you can't change that. Just because the government says, you know, the Japanese government says prostitution, there's no adultery connected to prostitution. If you're married and you hire a prostitute and sleep with her, it's not adultery. So you want the Japanese government to give you that definition? Have you lost your mind? Number four, you can disagree without being mad. It takes practice. I will say, if you're Jewish like me, part of the arguments that I grew up with were maybe more emotional. But you don't have to be mad. You still love the person. And here's the thing that people don't know that I said before. And let's see if you can handle this. I have gay relatives. Uh-oh. If you don't have gay relatives, you don't have a clue. I have gay relatives. I don't agree with them. I don't support them. I would not attend their wedding. But I don't hate them. I love them. I eat dinner with them. Come on. You got to be kidding. There's a way to be a Christian, a way not to be a Christian. Make your choice. And the last thing I want to say about this, and the boldest thing I want to say, is if the government decides to reduce tax status, because churches decide they don't want to marry people, they want to keep within the framework of their faith, and you're worried that your church is going to reduce tax status from nonprofit to profit, I have one thing to say to the church. Buck up. The gospel is not about you saving money as a nonprofit. That is the lamest excuse I have ever heard. If the Lord calls you and gives you a mission, you fulfill it. Don't tell me, well, it's got to work together with our nonprofit. What? I can't see Jesus going, you know, I was going to tell you to do this, but it conflicts with your nonprofit, so never mind. It doesn't work that way. The gospel makes proclamation, Jesus Christ is the Messiah, is the only way into heaven, and whether they let you have a deduction that you can take off or not, who cares? It's the gospel. Its value has to do with the blood of Jesus. Its length has to do with eternity. I think we should be able to take the stand and say, okay, well, we won't get nonprofit status. Okay, move on. That's what I'd say. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to talk about why the devil quoted Psalm 91 against Jesus.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Insurance broker. Steve Swartz here with South Coast Surety. I know you know all about placing insurance, but what about surety? Have you lost accounts because they were able to get the surety bonds when you couldn't find a way to do it? That's what we're here for. South Coast Surety is the bond-only agency. We don't write insurance. All we do is bonds, and we do them with you in mind. So don't walk away from any more commission. Take care of your customers. Grow your business. Bring us your surety, whether it's easy, strong accounts that need a great rate or hard to place. They've had some credit challenges. South Coast Surety will get it done and get commission dollars in your pocket. Nobody else has this, just us. We're a bond-only agency, which means we're your back office for all the surety bonds you need. We sure make it easy to get more commission, and we sure make it easy to grow your book of business. 1-800-361-1720. That's 1-800-361-1720. Or look us up on the internet, South Coast Surety, that's SURETY.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The murderous assassination of nine Christians at prayer by a racist domestic terrorist has stunned and grieved the country, even as a rampage elicited from the families an almost supernatural display of generous forgiveness. The Bible students at Emmanuel AME had been studying the parable of the sower from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, where the seeds that fall on good soil, Jesus tells the crowds, bear 30, 60, even 100-fold. Church families across the country prayed for these victims and their families since the incident, and from pulpits across the country came words of solace. I happen to have been a panelist on Face the Nation Sunday with Gwen Ifill, Michael Gerson, and David Ignatius, and under the skillful handling of moderator John Dickerson, Ms. Ifill and I both recounted how, at different houses of worship, we'd both heard the latter verses of the same chapter Mark preached before heading to the studio, verses that have Jesus calming a raging storm in the Sea of Galilee and asking his apostles why they were afraid. May the fruit that we've seen already continue to be harvested, and may fear not triumph. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know this segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany and Joseph and Maria and Baby and the entire crew that has doubled since we had the chance to know them. What's great about Current Solar Contracting? A couple things make it really simple. One, they don't do any third-party anything. So like, third-party? No, they handle everything. Number two, if you want to save money on your monthly electric bill, and it's going to be a little more expensive this summer than you might be anticipating, you want to give these guys a call at 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. CurrentSD.com. That's their website. CurrentSD.com. You can go to any search engine and type in Current Solar Contracting. Another thing to keep in mind that was really important to Tom as he was with us the last time is to be aware of all the companies that are cropping up and saying, we do solar, we do solar. Make sure it's real. That's all he's saying. Just make sure it's real. And then the last thing is if you are a person that wants to get involved with solar with zero money out of pocket, then you want to call them at 619-272-0303. As they are fond of saying, and we are fond of reporting, no tofu required. There you go. None. Not, it's not a requirement. You don't have to have tofu. Did you know that, Terminator? That's, you don't, no tofu required.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. I'm with you. So I had this DDD, and I didn't do it last week because just the situations kind of change, and sometimes you get to do these things, sometimes you have to wait. It kind of depends on the flow of the show. And this is a DDD about Jesus having his engagement with Satan in Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, Jesus and Satan are going at it, and it says this: the devil took him to the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Just prior to this, the Bible says Jesus was hungry and the devil came and said, turn these stones into bread. And Jesus said, man, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. This is the next response from Satan. So Jesus is like, yeah, you know, man doesn't live by bread alone. That's what Jesus told him. That's what's written in the book. And so the devil then takes him up to the pinnacle of a temple and says, hey, throw yourself down because you said it's written. Hey, guess what? It's written this. If you're the Son of God, toss yourself down, because it's written this: he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Now, I'm the kind of person that sits there and thinks, wait a second. Jesus says to Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's the first temptation engagement. And now on this second one, Satan is using scripture and coming back at Jesus. But why, of all the things he picked in the Old Testament, why did Satan pick Psalm 91? In other words, there's many portions to pick. Satan could have quoted many different. Don't kid yourself. If you don't think Satan knows the Bible, you're nuts. He's had thousands of years to consume it. So it's, my point is this. Why did he pick that psalm? And the reason you get to see why he picked that psalm is by reading that psalm, by hearing what that psalm has to say. Because this is a psalm, get this, this is the big thing, big note. This is the psalm that's known as the warfare psalm. It's a psalm that's known in regards to spiritual warfare. And it was an easy way to understand the enemy saying to the Messiah, we're going to be at war, aren't we? Here's what the psalm says. The whole psalm, not just one verse. Listen to this. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the follower's snare and from deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You shall not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you and no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This psalm is a warfare psalm, saying that the closer a person dwells, the safer they are. And the devil tries to challenge the psalm by trying to tempt God by saying, take one of those verses and prove it's true by throwing yourself off. And Jesus responds, you don't test the Lord your God. You trust Him. You don't test Him. That's the big difference. So He picks a psalm that's in the right in the middle of the psalm. And people have said for years, oh, He misquotes it. No, He does not. He does not misquote the passage. It's out of context. He's asking him to do what the passage says. Jesus replies, you don't test the Lord. You trust the Lord. You don't push against God. You walk with God. And so he tries to take this one psalm, and I find it amazing because there's so many other passages that, I mean, he just knew that he could have taken this. But this was the psalm that said, we're going to war, you and I, and this is all about you sinning, and one day I'm going to try and get you to sin. And Jesus going, let's go. Oh, it's so wild because, you see, Jesus never sins, but he dies, and that's inappropriate because he's not supposed to be killed or taste death if he doesn't sin, but he did. And as the devil's working his plans and moving on Judas and putting in Judas's heart to betray him, the devil's thinking, I've got this plan all worked together one way or another. I'm going to take Jesus out. But he's not thinking about the judicial rules. If he doesn't sin, he can't die, or we've got a real problem in the matrix. Aha! So he quotes this warfare psalm, which is unbelievable. Like, it might have been the worst psalm to quote, because it's all about the fact that if Jesus, or the person quoting it, stays close to the Father, they're okie dokie. Then it makes me think, maybe we should be learning this psalm. Maybe we should be walking hand in hand with the psalm. Maybe you and I should be watching some of these things that say the most simplistic parts. Like, it doesn't matter what takes place. It says in verse 14, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Ooh, that's a good idea. But what the devil wanted Jesus to do was take the passage and utilize it in such a way as to misapply. But Jesus wasn't going to do that. We shouldn't either. Let's do this. This is a wild idea. I just came up with this wild idea just now. Let's not test the Lord. Let's not push the Lord. Let's do this weird, so weird. Let's do this. Let's trust God. Wow. Even if you don't come in the same place and don't come to the same theologies as the person next to you, if that person calls upon the name of the Lord and you call upon the name of the Lord, let's trust God that He can handle it and that He's big enough. You know, maybe you feel like, I need to fellowship. I need to have the best clothing. And maybe you fellowship and you think, I don't care what my clothing is. And maybe you think, I don't want to go where there's people, whether there's nice clothing or bad clothing. Hey, let's do this weird thing. Let's love one another. Let's care about one another. Let's recognize that I'm a companion to all that fear you. Let's recognize that our love for one another is a testimony from God to people. Let's not test the Lord. Let's trust the Lord. Let's not do what I did earlier in the show when I told you I got really, really mad and told the Lord I can't believe he allowed that to happen. Instead of that, let me say, well, you have a plan for this. Well, you have a purpose for this. Well, you got something going on, I'm going to believe you. Maybe if we functioned in that trust factor, maybe if we functioned in the trust the Lord factor, maybe if we functioned in the he's got my back factor, maybe we wouldn't have to prove to ourselves he's with us. Maybe we could trust him. Has he not shown you time and time again like he's shown me he's with me? How many hundreds, if not thousands of times has God saved your life so far? Maybe our job is not to make anything our job but our relationship with him, and let every good ministry and right ministry flow out of our relationship with the Lord. We wouldn't feel the need to test God if we trusted God. I feel like I fail in that. I feel like it's a terrible part of me that I don't do well there, that I don't trust him the way I'm supposed to trust him. There's so many things going on in our lives. There's maybe 30 things that I can pinpoint and you can go, wow. But this one thing is more important than all the rest, that I trust him and that I lean not on my own understanding, that I acknowledge him and be sensitive so he can direct my paths. I need his help. I don't need to tell him how to be God. I need confidence that I am confident in him instead of trying to manipulate it all. I want to trust him, not test him. If you're with me, just in your heart, say amen. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're back with history in the Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
HomeComfortUSA.com.
If it's this hot already, just imagine how hot it's going to be this summer. You don't want to be stuck this summer with no air conditioning. I'm here with Ken Starr, the owner of Home Comfort USA, with the solution.
When your air conditioner runs all day and night in extreme heat, that's when it breaks down. It's at the worst possible time. The solution is to call Home Comfort USA right now before the extreme heat comes. We will come out and perform our complete 32-point AC tune-up for only $69. We'll restore your system back to factory fresh conditions, replace your air filter, clean the blower, and even do a safety check so you can have peace of mind this summer.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there. Get your AC tuned up for only $69. Call 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637. Or click HomeComfortUSA.com.
HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com.
CSLB number 974908.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Would a legitimate civil rights organization try to intimidate and silence women? Hello, this is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. Last week, the infamous Southern Poverty Law Center made a target out of 12 women by putting them on a list of what they call extremists. What do these 12 have in common? Besides being women, they're all conservatives, and they all have spoken out against radical Islam that abuses and kills women. What the SPLC has done is put these women on a jihadist hit list. Speaking from experience, this is dangerous, and SPLC's reckless labeling of their political foes must stop. As Americans, we can and will have disagreements, but we should be able to dialogue and even debate issues of importance, not silence our opponents with tactics like the Southern Poverty Law Center that literally puts lives at risk. The SPLC claims they are a protector of the poor, when in reality, they are a liberal leviathan that stalks and tries to scare conservatives into silence. For more, go to TonyPerkins.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget those tuitions. Oh, my goodness. CrazyPriceMall.com, 75% off. Wow, 75% off on Christian education. That's fantastic. That's fantastical. Not that that's a word, but it is now. It's fantastical. All right, let's get into a couple of things in history. We ready? Some history is fascinating. Some people don't think it's as fascinating. I think it's interesting. On this day in 1972, the Supreme Court ruled in Furman versus Georgia the death penalty could constitute cruel and unusual, prompting some of the states to revise their laws. There's a lot of people that are Christians that believe death penalty is incorrect. There's a lot of people who are Christians who think the death penalty is correct. There's a lot of response back and forth. I will only say this. Make sure there's no misunderstanding where I stand. If there is no penalty for your actions, if there is no consequence for your actions, the scripture is clear, then there's no restraint of the people. And that is not a good thing. The shuttle Atlantis and the Russian space station Mir docked, forming the largest man-made satellite ever to orbit Earth on this day in 1995. I did not know that. Today, ready for the good stuff? Today is Waffle Iron Day. There you go. Waffle Iron. Nice breakfast in bed with tasty, fresh baked waffles is great. Although they say healthy fruit, I say no. I say syrup, syrup, and more syrup. More syrup. More jam. More syrup. More powdered sugar. More.
You can cook more than just waffles in a waffle iron.
What else can you cook?
Tacos, like anything. It comes out waffle shaped, but you can cook anything in there.
That's a good idea. I'm going to have to try that, although that does imply me cooking. That, of course, a very bad idea. So, you know, some good, some bad. Here's what they'll say. They say that that special surface gives it that honeycomb pattern. That's what it's called, the honeycomb pattern. Some of the bigger waffles. Have you ever had a Belgian waffle?
No, I've seen them, but what's the difference between a regular waffle and Belgian waffle?
The Belgian waffle from the old Village Inn restaurants, I can just tell you this because I worked there, they were huge. I mean, they were like the whole plate, and they're cooked in a little bit of a different process, and you fold them inward, so it's not quite like a waffle maker.
They look kind of like bowl-shaped?
Yeah, exactly. And then they have a lot of sweet stuff in them, and you eat them, and you think, okay, Jesus, here I come. That's what you think. All right. For those that did not know, just a few other things I want to share with you on this particular day. Talk show host Larry King announced to the world he'd step down from his CNN show in autumn after 25 years of being on the air. This took place in 2010. In 2011, he went to another show. That's kind of how that goes. This is down, up, down, up. You know how that goes. All right, let's get to our Facebook post and our Facebook post music, please. What do we got?
We've got a gorilla for sale. Mug yellow gorilla for sale. Won't you buy him? Take him home and try him. Gorilla for sale.
What is that?
Magilla Gorilla.
Oh, Magilla Gorilla. That's what that is. Boy, oh, boy. That's really going back. Did you ever watch that cartoon?
Yeah, they used to always have reruns of Magilla Gorilla on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Let's see. That's great stuff. Nowadays, they probably go, that's cruelty to animals. But anyway, I'm just saying. Acts chapter 7, verse 9 through 10a. Acts chapter 7, verse 9 through 10a says this. The patriarchs became jealous of Joseph and sold him into Egypt. But God was with him and rescued him out of all his troubles. The patriarchs became jealous of Joseph and sold him into Egypt, but God was with him and rescued him out of all his troubles. Now, let's just be honest. In this case, Joseph's family was not that happy with Joe. Joe didn't have the favor that all the people in the family had. They sold him. They dumped him. They disregarded him, and they distanced themselves from him, and then they lied about him. Guess what? Ultimately, that didn't matter. And you're thinking, how can that not matter? Well, the reason that it didn't matter is simply this, because the scripture says, but God was with him. Now, see, this is the key in these little things. Remember when Jesus came, he was born, they named him Emmanuel. Remember what the interpretation for Emmanuel is? God with us. I'm getting this. Look what happens when God is with you. Even if you are sold, dumped, disregarded, and then somebody fakes your death, there's God going, yeah, I got something I have to do. I'm in charge. And you're like, what? And it's like, no, what? God was with him, so it didn't matter. And God rescued him from his troubles. Now, I don't know if you're a Christian like I am, but I have trouble. And there's times where I'm sitting there and I'm like, and I need to be rescued. But I can count on God rescuing me because he loves me and he's with me. And that's from trouble. Even if trouble is en route, God can still help me and deliver me. And he can deliver you and I from everything. Get this. Everything that's a bummer. God can help us in. Now, how cool is that? That God loves us so much that he can rescue us from everything that's trouble. I mean, isn't that cool? I just sit there. It's Monday. And it's like, okay. Not everything great happens on Monday. Okay. You know, God can rescue you from everything. Even that lousy feeling about a Monday. Anything. Everything. Because nothing you encounter is bigger than he is. Nothing. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a short 22-hour break. Then we'll be back with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
To celebrate.